Republican Party activists in the Midwest had their minds on next year's presidential race today. Hundreds of GOP faithful were in Indianapolis for the Midwest Republican Leadership Conference. They heard three presidential hopefuls weigh in on the issues facing their party. From Indiana Public Broadcasting, Mary Ann Holland reports.
When former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee stood before about 700 people inside a hotel conference room in downtown Indianapolis, many in the crowd admitted they knew little about him. His message to them was about a hardworking man with conservative values.
Many of us became Republicans, not because we favored a particular person on the economic scale, but because we believe that life begins at conception, because we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's all it means. And that if we have weak families, we can never have a strong nation.
When former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney spoke, he called on these Midwestern Republicans to return to party ideals.
We're spending way too much money. We're using way too much foreign oil. Our schools aren't up to snuff. Our health care system is leaving a lot of people behind. Our immigration laws aren't being enforced.
And when actor and former Senator Fred Thompson's turn came, he foreshadowed a dangerous path for America if Republicans did not maintain control of the White House.
My friends, I feel like that these next few years are going to bring decisions that we're going to have as a people. And I simply believe that on the present course, that we're going to be a weaker, less prosperous, more divided nation than what we have been.
But after all the presidential wannabes had had their say, few in this crowd of mostly small-town politicians and party volunteers had settled on any one candidate. Like the Republican contenders at this event, few people at the conference talked details about the war in Iraq. But Michael Colby, a business analyst from Fishers, Indiana, was candid about the challenge it poses to the GOP in 2008.
One of the things that's going to work against us, unless we can turn people's minds on the thing, is we have an unpopular war right now. I'm retired Army. I know what it's like. I was in Vietnam, and so I know what it's like. And nobody wants anybody to die.
Romney, Thompson, and Huckabee all took strong positions on the hot topic of immigration, sending a message that America needs to step up border control and enforce laws already on the books. When Mike Huckabee suggested Amazon or FedEx did a better job tracking packages than the American government does tracking people, it resonated with 21-year-old pharmacy technician Jared Sivaking of Corydon, Indiana.
Mike Huckabee's comments on immigration, that was what stole the show for me today. I really enjoyed that. I think that the Republican Party can learn a lot. And I think that if he doesn't get the nomination, he'll be a great, at least vice president, even that, at least a cabinet member.
For those who want a chance at the Republican nomination, a quickly shortening road lies ahead. Like Fred Thompson, who took time in Indiana for some extra handshaking, they'll continue working the crowds until the first primaries, which for now start in January.
Jill Dunn from Indiana. It's great meeting you,
Thank you.
I knew who you were the minute you walked in.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I hear me speak this evening.
No,
there
more,
he is.
No more incognito.
There he is.
How
nice
you
to meet you. Can
good
I
have
my picture with you?
Yeah.
For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.
Keep us on. Please,